Welcome students, I am Professor Pranav Bhatia. Today we will be learning about loss prevention and security management. So a store loss prevention and security management plays a very crucial role in safeguarding the losses. How the shrinkage, we have already seen what a variance is, and we already know what a shrinkage is. So the loss prevention and the security management plays a crucial role in profitability of the store. Now we'll study introduction to the store security process. Retail store hosts valuable assets like ACs, merchandise and daily cash collections. So these are all the assets. There are assets in the store like ACs, there are merchandise which is also an asset, and there is definitely daily cash collection which needs to be protected from the various threats. So that's why the store may security process comes into picture. Exposed to various crimes and frauds necessitating robust security measures. So we have, when we were studying about the head cashiers, about handling cash, so there are chances of there are gangs who operate, who use the fraud or stolen credit cards. So there are chances of crimes and frauds over there as well. That needs to be curbed. Proper planning and execution of security process mitigate risk and threats. So when the security system is involved, whether the CCTVs are involved, the guards are manned, that all those planning, strategic planning helps into mitigating the risk. Collaboration with local law enforcement agencies and insurance for comprehensive security. So there is definitely local law enforcing, the police is involved, and collaboration with them, having regular sessions with the police on cyber fraud and other frauds enhances mitigation of the risk. Establishment of regular contact with neighborhood police for proactive security measures. So the store admin team deals with the local police, and the local police also keeps updating about the area, the crime rate happening, or in case if there is, the area is not safe, or there are regular theft happening in that particular area. So regular contact with the local police also ensures, in case if there are any threats, if the store is on a particular street, on a street, and there are definitely theft happening on that store, in that area, then definitely the admin teams need to brief, update the security and ensure that it's a safe environment for the customers. Theft from robbery. Robbery poses a significant threat to retail stores. So there are chances when the store is on a standalone property, and there are chances there could be a gang of robbers. So there's always a threat which appears on the standalone stores. It's a significant threat. Robbers often conduct reconnaissance to understand store operations. So the robbers do a recce, they come twice, thrice, they want to see the escape points, how they can do robbing, how can they rob maximum merchandise and the money, and then they can run away without getting caught. So they do the recce, they keep on doing store operations, they keep on doing recce with the store movement, and they want to understand the floor layout. Calm response and adherence to security protocols crucial during a robbery. So in case if there is a robbery, the store team needs to be trained on robbery part. There should be a calm response. There should be adherence to the safety protocols. Whatever is being taught as per the security protocols needs to be followed. Immediate reporting to store management and local police following a robbery. So it can also happen that the robbery has conducted in the night, and in the morning when the store security guard along with the store manager or the cashier or the IT team, when they're opening the store, they saw there is a robbery which has happened. So they definitely immediately needs to inform the store management team and local police about the robbery. They need to inform them immediately. Collection of detailed information and preparation of incident reports for insurance claim. So once there is a robbery, then definitely a lot of evidence need to be captured, lot of incident reports needs to be made, so that insurance claim can be initiated, and the whatever the insurance money can be recovered, the insurance claim can be, the process can be started. Bomb threat and hoax calls. So there is an SOP with regards to the bomb hoax, with regards to the bomb threat and hoax call as well. So the staff is always trained on such threats. Normally the customer service desk gets a call, or they get bomb threats, there are chances where the store gets email as well. So how to handle that? So increasing use of bombs and threatening calls necessitates vigilance. So the staff is trained to listen the voice, background noise, how they are speaking, what were they were speaking. So there's a detailed SOP on handling bomb threats as well, and the staff needs to be vigilant with regards to that. Every threat, whether real or hoax, should be taken seriously. The staff is taught to take all the threats, whether it's hoax, whether it's a prank call. But here, the staff is told to take every threat seriously. Prompt communication with local police and evacuation procedure needs to be followed. Prompt communication with local police station and evacuation procedure needs to be followed. The staff at the customer service desk and dedicated staff are trained to handle such situation. And in case if they receive certain prank, certain calls, which might be a hoax call or it can be a real threat, the police needs to be informed and evacuation procedures needs to be followed. Secure cash and valuables while awaiting police assistance. So when there is a threat, when there is a call is received with regards to a threat, in the meantime, till the time the police is coming, the head cashier needs to secure cash and valuables with if the store is selling jewelry, watches, high expensive products, they needs to be secured quickly. It needs to be secured. Staff instructed not to touch suspicious objects, leaving handling to experts. So the staff are instructed not to touch any suspicious objects, and it's better that if the bomb squad comes in, it's better that they handle that in an expert manner. Terrorism and riots. So there is an SOP with regards to terrorism and riots as well. Terrorism and riots pose serious security threats to the retail store as well. Reliance on police department for preventive measures and post-attack response. So in case if there is a terrorist attack or there are riots, the store team needs to understand and ensure they have to have full trust in the local police station and local police department. They need to rely in case of any rumors, they need to cross-check with police, and there are adequate measures they need to be taken while there are riots and terrorism. Immediate communication with police during riot situation. So in case if they see there's riots happening, they need to immediately call police, communicate with them, ensure prompt action from them. Store preparedness includes customer evacuation and securing premises. So in case of riots, the store needs to be prepared, they need to be trained, and so the first thing which they need to do is to evacuate the customers, send them out of the store, and then they need to secure the premises. Staff instructed to remain calm, gather in safe areas, and follow emergency protocols. So every store has SOP, they have protocols, emergency protocols. The staff is instructed to stay calm, and they need to ensure that they gather in the area which is safe, and they need to follow the protocols. Vandalism preventive measures. Vandalism occurs during the night hours when stores are closed. So there are chances when the stores are closed and there is certain antisocial elements who do vandalism. They come, they break the glasses, and they create a ruckus. So definitely there's an SOP and there are guards kept over there. So there's an SOP with the security guards also need to follow. Maintenance of cleanliness and adequate lighting around the premises. So if this store is dimly lit, if there are no adequate light, chances of vandalism are more. There could be antisocial elements who will visit in the darkness and will try to take advantage. To prevent all those things, the maintenance and the store admin needs to ensure that this proper maintenance of light and the premises are light properly lit. Collaboration with local police to assess vulnerability to vandalism. So the store admin teams need to collaborate with store manager. The local admin team needs to collaborate with the local police. They need to ensure there are no vulnerable points to vandalism. The store is safe and secure. Deployment of night security guards and installation of alarm systems. So the store team needs to, the head office team needs to ensure that there are adequate guards during the night, and there are installation of alarm system in case of any vandalism. The security guards can press the alarm and they can get the help from local police. To proactive measures to deter vandals and safeguard store premises. So in case the guards needs to be trained with regards to vandalism, they need to ensure that they need to tolerate till one point, and in case if they see the situation is going out of control, they need to press the alarm system, they need to call the police. So all those proactive measures needs to be taken to safeguard the store property and the premises. Introduction to access control and staff risking. So separate entry and exit point for staff to restrict free movement and pilferage. So we have already, as we have studied earlier, that any staff doing any stopping needs to go out of the staff exit. Now that also ensures that there is no shrinkage. So if a staff is moving out of customer exit, then there are chances of pilferage. They might do a theft and they might go out. So to discourage that, there is a staff exit over there. Access control devices installed in staff entrance to ensure control access. So certain stores have an IT card where there are access control systems are put, where they can use their iCard or they can use some buttons, or there is passcode available. So all these access control devices needs to be there during for the customer, for the staff movement. Staff subjected to frisking by security guards at the time of exit. So anytime the staff is going out for lunch, they are subjected to frisking. They are going out for a washroom break, they need to be frisked. And once their shift is over, when they are going out, their bags needs to be checked. So all these things will ensure that there is no staff shrinkage. Stringent measures to regulate staff behavior and prevent theft or pilferage. So there are SOPs and there are disciplinary issues. There are SOPs and there are definitely disciplinary action needs to be taken against staff behavior who are involved into theft or pilferage. Staff involved in shrinkage needs to be staff involved in shrinkage needs to be caught and proper treatment needs to be provided to them, ensuring that the other staff doesn't involve in that. Proper disciplinary action needs to be taken so that the other staff also doesn't get encouraged to do staff shrinkage. Importance of maintaining records and adhering to security protocols. So every staff movement needs to have a flow, every store needs to have a flow movement register. In case the staff purchasing any product, then there is a staff purchase register. Staff coming inside, the time needs to be noted. Staff going out, the time needs to be noted. So all those importance of maintaining records and adhering to security protocols ensures that it creates a safe environment for the staff as well as for the customers. Handling shoplifting. Shoplifting is also known as pilferage, commonly faced by retailers. So the shoplifting is called kleptomania. It's a sort of an illness as well. Certain customers who have kleptomania have a habit of doing shoplifting. So when a shop customer is caught shoplifting, it needs to be handled in a very sensitive manner, and there is a separate SOP for that as well. So shoplifters employ various techniques including hiding merchandise and price label switching. So one of the there are various techniques where the customer do shoplifting. They might hide up merchandise. So in case they are wearing a shirt and trouser, if a male customer, he might hide some products in the trousers. Similarly, there are ways of hiding the products and taking it outside the store. Another way of shoplifting is price label switching. So a customer might pick up a small product which is of 120 rupees. He will switch the label of a product which is of 2000 rupees. They will scan the product and he will just pay the smaller amount. So that is one of the tactics used by the shoplifters. Prevention measures include recognizing sign of shoplifting and maintaining store tidiness. So there are definitely more ways of having a preventive measures. Certain time the store manager instructs the security guard to walk into plain clothes so that they can check in case if the shoplifting is happening, they can catch hold the shoplifter red-handed while doing the act of shoplifting, and then they can take the measures. So a lot of preventive measures needs to be taken to curb shoplifting and shrinkage. Loss prevention strategies, employing uniform security guard and using technology. So definitely technology is used. The guards are roaming, the uniform guards are roaming in the store, and when we talk about technology, which means there has to be the soft tag and hard tag system in the store. There has to be CCTV to ensure that it curbs the shrinkage. Religious adherence to store processes and proper handling of suspected shoplifting cases. So the store manager and the admin person along with the security guards need to adhere to the store processes, and they need to ensure that suspected people who are caught earlier in shoplifting cases, they don't come back. So proper handling of such cases is a must. It should not happen that it offends somebody. There are chances when their customer is shopped, but in that certain cases, the barcode was or the shop tag was not removed, which was the error of the cashier. So all those cases need to be handled in a very delicate manner, and thereby ensuring that no customer is offended in case if there is a wrong barcode or in case if there is a tag beep which resulted because of the error of the cashier. So the store needs to follow the processes 100%. Now we'll see how CCTV cameras ensure that there is less shoplifting or it curbs the shoplifting. So strategic placement of CCTV cameras in critical areas ensure maximum coverage. The store admin team needs to ensure that all the areas of store are covered. The CCTV install covers all the area of the store. Real-time monitoring and recording of footage aid in deterring theft and monitoring activities. So when the CCTV cameras are installed, there are monitors as well, and a person or a guard needs to sit and monitor. So what happens when a real-time monitoring happens? It will ensure that the theft doesn't happen. It will discourage the shoplifter to do any shoplifting activities. It will discourage the staff in case if they are planning to do a shrinkage. Regular maintenance on surveillance equipment is essential for optimal performances. So they need to check whether the all CCTVs are performing, whether they are working out to their utmost optimal level. And they need to also check whether they are giving the live feed so that in case of any untoward incident, the footage can be checked and right action can be taken. Accessible video archives are crucial for investigative purpose and compliance with regulations. So every CCTV camera footage needs to be saved on a hard drive, and that's the requirement of the law as well. So as and when, in case if there is an issue and if the local police wants footage, video archive needs to be available, and it has to be available on immediate basis. So it's a part of compliance from the government as well. And then as and when the police asks for the footage, that needs to be made available ASAP, which is as soon as possible. Best practices involves proactive monitoring, routine maintenance, and securing surveillance equipment. How to handle cases of shoplifting? It's a very important topic, and it is very sensitive also. Procedures for handling shoplifting cases include offering customers the opportunity to purchase unbilled items. So if a customer is caught shoplifting, there are procedures of handling the store managers and the staff, head cashier, whoever is involved with the shoplifting person and the shop loss prevention team. They can offer the customer to buy those product which are pilfered, and they can do the billing part. That is one option provided by the store team. In case of repeated offenses or minors, involving store management and contacting law enforcement is necessary. So there are chances where a customer is regularly caught shoplifting, or there are minors who keep on coming and doing pilferage in the store. In such cases, the store manager needs to decide and take a decision and ensure that law enforcement police is involved and necessary steps are taken. Again, doing this, a proper approval from the head office and the regional office needs to be taken so that everyone is in sync, and they ensure when the law takes the action, everything is documented and there is no untoward incident which happens at the store. Security personnel should handle the situation until the arrival of law enforcement. So when a person is caught shoplifting, security personnel guard has to handle the situation. They need to ensure that the person caught shoplifting is made available to sit and there is no person threatening them. That situation is really delicate. They need to ensure that till the time the security personnel or police is coming, the situation is under control. Avoid physical harm or confrontation with the customer and ensure questioning is conducted respectfully and discreetly. So any person is caught shoplifting, there shouldn't be any physical harm needs to be done to that person. And in case of any questioning which is done, it needs to be done with respectfully and discreetly. The person is asked to come to the back office. There shouldn't be any questioning in front of other customers. The privacy and the policy for with regards, every organization has a policy with regards to shoplifting that needs to be followed. Follow legal guidelines and involve appropriate authorities in conducting searches or investigations. So in case if a person is caught shoplifting, the local authorities, the police is called. The store team is therefore instructed to follow all the legal guidelines when they are taking help of the appropriate authorities. So in case if they are conducting search or investigation, the local authorities or the police needs to follow the proper procedure, the legal requirements. Even the store team needs to follow what the store, the police is doing. They need to ensure that there are proper documentation is done. Therefore, it doesn't hamper the customers or the person caught shoplifting. It doesn't hamper his health and other issues. So proper legal guideline needs to be followed. Proper access control and staff risking procedures are essential for preventing theft and ensuring store security. So the staff needs to exit through staff exit and entry. Frisking needs to be done properly to ensure there are no shrinkages through staff. Vigilance, adherence to protocol and proactive measures are crucial in deterring shoplifting. So as I said, there are times when the security guard is told not to wear uniform and he roams in the civil clothes. That is part of vigilance. So that is one point. Certain times the guard is asked to roam in the uniform itself. That is also part of vigilance. So these are the proactive approach measures done by the store team to ensure that the shoplifting doesn't happen at the store. That proactive actions always help. Utilizing technology such as CCTV cameras, enhancing surveillance, aids in monitoring and investigation. Clear procedure for handling shoplifting incidents, protect both store and the customer. So there is an SOP for handling customer shoplift, the customer is caught while shoplifting. So adherence to those policies results into safety of the store person, the store in charge, as well as the shoplifter. They need to follow that 100%. Continual renew and improvement of security processes are necessary to adapt evolving threats and maintain a safe shopping environment. So normally there is a loss prevention team at store and there is a loss prevention team at the regional office and head office. So what happens is regular communication from the regional office and head office team from the loss prevention team also helps the store team to proactively secure the store. They need to have a particular, if there's a theft in particular store, what precautions were taken, what other safety measures were taken needs to be communicated with other stores as well. So all this communication also ensures proactiveness and it also ensures that the store has a safe shopping environment. Handling tag beeps. So normally the store is equipped with soft tags and hard tags. Soft tags are a black things attached to a lower value product. Similarly, there are hard tags which are tagged to apparels and higher value products. So it happens that certain times the customer exits while doing a pilferage and there's a tag beep. So normally when a billing is happening, the cashier ensures that the soft tags are cut, or if the customer has bought a product which has a hard tag, where there's a pin attached to the hard tag. So once the billing is done, the cashier is supposed to remove both the tags, soft tag and hard tag. But there are chances when the product is billed, but the hard tag is not removed. And when the customer is trying to exit, there's a tag beep. There's a tag beep antennas. There are antennas which beeps and which says that, okay, there's an attempt to shoplift. So this is the time it's very crucial to handle such situation, because if it's the cashier's mistake, then it will create an unwanted situation. It will create tarnish the image of the customer. So how to handle those tag beeps? The security guard approaches calmly, request for the check the tag and ask for the bill. So when there is a tag beep which happens, the security guard will calmly ask the customer, politely ask for the bill and the product to check. The baggage counter tally measures ensures all the items are billed, tags removed and with apology if missed. So in case if it's the mistake of the cashier, the guard will ensure that they check the items if it's proper, along with if the customer has done the billing but it's an error of the cashier, then they need to apologize the customer and hand over the bag and escort the customer outside the store. Additional items prompt a check for an additional bill, involve store head if necessary. So in case if there is a possibility that a customer has done billing of one product but there's additional one more product which was not billed, then probably the guard needs to call the store manager and quickly inform him, and then the store manager will take over and do the necessary discussion and checking and investigation and take it ahead. Moving towards the next point, which is handling tag beeps, no interrogation or threats, customer escorted back office if the bill is missing. So in case if there is a tag beep and then there's no bill or the bill is missing, then the store staff is not supposed to threaten the customer. The customer is politely escorted to the back office. Customer explained additional bill, payment collected and merchandise handed over. So in case if the customer admits of saying that, okay, there is a mistake on his part and ready to buy, the customer is politely asked to make the payment and the merchandise is handed over to them and the customer is escorted outside the store. Cash shortage, customer's family contacted to make payment, wait politely. So in case if the customer doesn't have adequate money, the customer has pilfered products worth 500 rupees and he just have 100 or 200 with him or her, then the family of the customer is contacted. Till the time there is no threatening which should happen, the store team needs to wait politely. If the customer declines the merchandise, escorted out if items match, tag may be in pocket or worn. So in case if the customer declines the merchandise, then the items which are not matching with the bill, they need to check whether he is wearing it, that particular merchandise. All those investigation needs to be done by the store admin as well as store manager and the security guard in presence of the security guard. Staff maintains professionalism and courtesy throughout the process, ensuring a positive customer experience. The staff needs to behave in a professional manner. At any given point of time, they should not threaten the customer with dire consequences. They have to have politeness. They need to have courtesy throughout the process, ensuring that there is no harm to the customer. Moving to the next part, which is the mock safety drills, which is a very important part with regards to the safety and security of the customer as well as the staff. Why we need mock safety drills? Importance of mock safety drills in preparing for emergencies. So in case if there is a fire and if the staff is adequately trained, there will definitely less casualties, and therefore it's very important to conduct safety drills regularly. Emergencies like terror attacks, fires and bomb threats require prompt action. So all these three activities require prompt action, which is terror attacks, fires and bomb. Guidelines for developing an emergency response plan. So again, here also there is a detailed SOP which mentions the steps and procedure, what needs to be done with regards to in case if there are any threats. The first thing is to determine evacuation condition and routes. So in case of any threat, the first thing is that the store team needs to evaluate what are the conditions, what are the escape routes and how staff and the customers can be evacuated safely without any injury and threats. Coordinate with local emergency management. So every store needs to have contact details of the fire brigade, ambulance, local hospital and police department to ensure that in case if there is any such situation, emergency situation, help could be reached out immediately. Designate evacuation wardens and hold drills annually. So the store team needs to ensure that there is evacuation team and there is a team, there is a place of assembly designated where a person is evacuated and they reach over there. Gather at assembly area post evacuation and account for everyone. So the guard needs to count once there is a fire and once there is an evacuation, there is an assembly point. So the store admin person or the person responsible needs to count whether the evacuation was done for 10 people and are there actually 10 people available in the assembly area. The head count needs to be taken. So the store admin team and the store maintenance person needs to conduct safety drills on regular basis, and they need to assign wardens. They need to have an evacuation team in place. So in case of any drills or in case of there is untoward incident, the first thing what the store maintenance or admin team needs to do is to consider the transportation need. Assist individual who has disabilities. They need to ensure that they are moved off first during the drill or the actual incident which occurs. The second thing what the store admin needs to maintain is first aid kits and educate and train the staff on the emergency procedures. So the staff needs to be trained on the providing the first aid to the customers or to the additional to the staff involved in that store during that time. The staff needs to be trained on the CPR measures as well, so that in case of any serious threat to the customer's life or to the fellow employee's life, that can be thwarted. Post evacuation procedures and establish a clear responsibility matrix. The when there is the drill is happening or in the real life scenario, the store admin team needs to have separate dedicated teams. So one team could be evacuation team, one team would be a person doing salvage of the important products and documents. One team could be keeping a procedure. There could be a queue manager ensuring safe evacuation. So all those training needs to be provided. There should be a proper responsibility matrix which needs to be followed. The store admin team to conduct regular mock drill, and those drills need to be recorded, and it needs to be fine-tuned the process. So normally it happens that once the entire store or when the entire store was evacuated in 10 minutes, that was in January, the store team needs to again conduct a mock drill in Feb and ensure that the evacuation time is not 10 minutes, but it's reduced to 8 minutes. And similarly, every month they need to do evacuation drill. They need to fine-tune the process, whatever are the lacuna or whatever the areas. There is an area where there is a disconnect that needs to be corrected. The area, there are areas of improvement needs to be corrected. One important thing, when there is a mock drill being when the mock drill is scheduled, the store admin team needs to inform the local police and regional office also, so that there is no issues or there are no illegal issues come out. There is no panic, and the drill is conducted in a proper manner. Loss prevention training and awareness. So there is a loss prevention team at store as well as at the regional level and at the head office level as well. So the loss prevention training and awareness program are vital for retail security. So all this loss prevention training needs to be provided to each and every staff. They need to ensure that when a staff is trained, it also becomes the staff also becomes vigilant, and it reduces the shrinkage for the store. These initiatives equip staff to prevent theft and respond to security threats. So as and when any training with regards to the fire, bomb threats, terror threats, all those training are given to the staff, and this will help them to equip them to respond in a proper manner when such threats are received. Importance of ongoing training to keep staff updated on latest techniques. So as and when there are new techniques or SOP which comes, there is an updation in the SOP, the staff needs to train on that so that they are ready for any consequences. Training covers theft prevention, recognizing suspicious behavior and implementing strategies. So there is a detailed SOP with regards to theft prevention, how to recognize suspicious movement, and when a staff is trained, they are told to keep a vigilance, they are told to keep an eye on such movements and ensure that in case if they doubt that if a customer is involved in shoplifting or there is a suspicious behavior, thus the customer, the staff needs to immediately speak to the maintenance person or the security guard or the security guard in charge, or he or she can directly go to the store manager and ensure that they are communicated and potential threat is neutralized. The store admin and the store manager needs to cultivate a culture of vigilance, and which enhances the overall security effectiveness. Significance of ongoing training. Regular training session keeps staff updated on evolving security threats. Training includes theft prevention techniques and recognizing suspicious behavior. Various formats such as workshops, role-playing exercises or online modules. So the store admin and the store manager needs to have a lot of different techniques. They can have a workshop on shop floor. They need to do role-playing exercise. So what happens is, in case of role-playing and in workshops, the staff is trained how to handle shoplifting. In case if there is a person or customer caught, how the staff needs to handle in case the store manager is on leave or maybe he's not available or he's gone for a meeting. The store staff needs to be taught with regards to role plays and workshops, that how this training can be imparted. Key elements include interactive learning, case studies, and role-playing exercises. So there are always chances that the loss prevention team in the regional office and head office, they communicate a lot of incidents of other stores to the store manager, and it is the responsibility and duty of the store manager to communicate it to the store team. Now this can be done during daily briefing. So what happens when the store is open, the store manager takes a walk and then there is a daily briefing happening. Now this opportunity can be used by the store manager to inform the store staff that yes, there was a theft which happened in the another chain store, and this is how that store team handled. So that is again ensuring that the staff is trained, they know how to handle in such situation, how they need to react. So all those things helps into maintaining a safe premises for the customer as well as for the staff. Ongoing training ensures staff can respond effectively to emerging threats. Conducting regular training sessions. Regular training sessions are tailored to specific needs of the staff. So every store size is different, every store threat is different, and therefore specific training needs to be done so that the staff is always ready to counter any threats. They are ready to respond in a proper manner. These sessions take various formats such as workshop, role-playing exercise, or online modules. Interactive learning methods are employed to encourage active participation from staff. So normally the store manager need to do an interactive learning method where a lot of questions need to be asked by the staff, and active participation is expected so that there is no ambiguity. The staff is crystal clear about how to handle such situations. That's why the store manager needs to have a session which is where there's an active participation from the store team. Case studies are utilized to provide practical insights into real world security situations. So there are lot of case studies which are shared by the regional team, regional loss prevention team, and the head office loss prevention team to give real time insights. And in case if they have handled that such situation in a better manner, those best practices are shared with other stores as well, so that they are equipped and they are well prepared in such situation arises. Role playing exercises are conducted to boost the confidence of staff handling various personal scenarios effectively. So normally the store manager does a role playing exercise where they create a situation and the staff is told to act like a store manager, and the person becomes a person, another staff becomes the victim, or they become they play a role play and they ensure that there's a correct solution is provided, and this role play is very effective because something watching visually has a major impact on the brain. So instead of having a classroom session, role playing exercise is much more effective and it results deliver in a better manner, and the staff is equipped to handle such scenarios effectively. So the next important point which we are going to cover is cultivating a culture of vigilance. Fostering a teamwork, accountability, and vigilance among the employees is crucial for the secure environment. So every store manager and the store admin team along with the store HR needs to cultivate a culture of vigilance. When the store team believes that the entire team members, every staff is a part of family and they need to contribute to the success of the store, the merchandise which is kept in the store are their own products. And when they safeguard such products, ensuring that the profitability belongs to them, that is the time the store will perform on an optimal excellence level. And to do this, the store HR and the store head needs to create a culture of safe environment culture, and that needs to be done by cultivating culture of vigilance. Strategies for achieving this includes promoting open communication and providing team training sessions. So here, if a staff is involved, if a staff A is involved in shrinkage, and if staff B is aware that staff A is involved, if the store manager and the store head, store HR and the store head has cultivated a culture where they promote open communication, then there are chances that the store, whether employee B will go to the store HR or they will go to the store head and they will open up saying that, okay, staff A is involved in shrinkage. So that's how open communication culture needs to be cultivated, or there has to be a training sessions where there should be a platform where an employee can give a call or they can send an email where his identity is protected, but ensuring the correct action for the staff who's involved in shrinkage. So all these strategies need to be devised, and a culture of vigilance needs to be cultivated. Recognition and reward systems are implemented to enforce vigilant behavior among employees. So when an employee is vigilant and they keep an eye on the customer, and if they catch a customer doing shoplifting, definitely all those efforts needs to be recognized. There has to be a reward system. And once a person, when a staff catch somebody caught shoplifting, and if they are rewarded, it motivates them to be more vigilant. It will also motivate other staff to have a vigilant behavior, because there is a recognition, there are other people who claps, and therefore this motivation helps them to move ahead in life. Open communication channels encourage staff to promptly report any security concerns they may observe. Team training sessions emphasize the collective responsibility of staff members in maintaining security of the establishment. Incident response and emergency procedures. So, CREAL protocols are essential for ensuring a swift and effective response to security incidents. So, when there are protocols and there is SOP, when the staff follows the guidelines, it always definitely it helps into maintaining the security incidents. Every incident needs to be recorded, and there are procedures of handling such situation. These procedures encompass steps such as alerting authorities, following evacuation plans, and securing the premises. So there are procedures where, in case there is an untoward event which happens, the store team, whether it's store admin or the loss prevention team, they need to alert the authorities, they need to inform the regional team, they need to inform police in that case, and they need to follow the process diligently, which is mentioned in the SOP. Regular drills are conducted to ensure that staff are adequately prepared to handle emergencies. So as we have covered earlier, regular drills, which could be on a monthly basis, needs to be done so that they are prepared to handle any emergencies. Protocol should be tailored to unique needs and layout of each establishment. So every store layout is different. Every chain of stores have a different square feet area, and definitely the protocols need to be customized. It needs to be tailor-made as per the layout of the establishment. Certain stores are in mall, so they will follow the layout of the mall, which could be the fire exit would be different. In case of a standalone store property, the fire exit would be different. So it has to be, the escape route has to be separate. It has to be tailor-made as per the establishment. Thorough post-incident debriefing provides valuable insights that can inform improvements in security procedure and staff training. So there is a drill, and the drill was not successful. So that needs to, there needs to be a debriefing. There needs to be a corrective measure. Valuable insights needs to be shared. In case if there were any mistakes or goof ups, that needs to be shared, and they need to ensure that they don't repeat the same mistake next time. So in case if there is any lapse, security lapse while following the procedure, that needs to be ensure that it's the staff is trained, and once again when the drill is conducted, those mistakes are not repeated again. So therefore, thorough post-incident debriefing or the debriefing after drills is a must. Post-incident debriefing are essential for learning and security incidents, improving preparedness. Reviewing security protocols allow businesses to identify any gaps or shortcomings that may have contributed to the incident. So if there is an incident which has happened, and then there is an incident report which is filed, now the staff is briefed. They are taught, or they are briefed, that what was the situation, how did they help, how did they went ahead with that. So all these debriefings definitely helps the staff to be well prepared for the in case such incidents happen in future. So that definitely debriefing is important. Extracting key lessons learned from incident enables enhancement to staff training and procedures. Implementing corrective actions based on the finding of debriefing helps address identified issues, strengthen security measures. So once the debriefing is done, it will help the staff to prepare, be vigilant and prepared in case if there is an issue in their own store. So they are well equipped to handle such situations. Thorough debriefings enhance readiness of businesses to respond effectively to emergencies and mitigate risk, security risk. So when there is a debriefing which happens, the staff is ready to respond effectively in such emergencies if they arrive. So with this, we will see how the security process ensures a good, safe, secure environment for the staff as well as for the customers. Thank you.